Test 8, Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Baby trouble.
Oh, hi Ashley. What's the matter? You don't look very well.
Oh, I haven't been sleeping very well lately. The baby's keeping me up.
Have you consulted your paediatrician?
It's probably her teeth coming through. I took her to the doctor last week and there's nothing wrong with her.
Isn't Terry helping you?
This week he's been on the night shift. In some respects, it's better because he can take care of her in the afternoon while I take a nap.
Don't you miss going back to work?
Sometimes I do, but Sarah's too young. She's just 2 months old.
Have you thought of working from home?
Actually, I've talked about it with my boss. He's willing to discuss the option, so I'm going down for a meeting next week.
Hope things work out for you.
Hope so too. We could use the extra money.
Oh, hi Ashley. What's the matter? You don't look very well.
Oh, I haven't been sleeping very well lately. The baby's keeping me up.
Have you consulted your paediatrician?
It's probably her teeth coming through. I took her to the doctor last week and there's nothing wrong with her.
Isn't Terry helping you?
This week he's been on the night shift. In some respects it's better because he can take care of her in the afternoon while I take a nap.
Don't you miss going back to work?
Sometimes I do, but Sarah's too young. She's just 2 months old.
Have you thought of working from home?
Actually, I've talked about it with my boss. He's willing to discuss the option, so I'm going down for a meeting next week.
Hope things work out for you.
Hope so too. We could use the extra money.
Shopping problems.
I'm furious. I bought these trousers online and they sent me the wrong size.
You must send them back, Faith, and require that they pay for shipping costs.
Oh, that's not a problem. They've agreed to pay for that. Only the whole thing will take at least 10 days, and I was planning to wear these trousers at my sister's engagement party this Saturday.
Hadn't you bought a dress for that occasion last month?
Yes. But I've gained 7 pounds since then and it's a bit tight around the waist.
But the style of the dress was a bit close-fitting. Nobody will notice.
No, I'd feel too self-conscious to wear it.
Maybe you can order a new pair of trousers in the right size while you ship back the wrong pair.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'll call them and maybe that can be arranged. Thanks, Robert. I'm furious. I bought these trousers online and they sent me the wrong size.
You must send them back, Faith, and require that they pay for shipping costs.
Oh, that's not a problem. They've agreed to pay for that. Only the whole thing will take at least 10 days, and I was planning to wear these trousers at my sister's engagement party this Saturday.
Hadn't you bought a dress for that occasion last month?
Yes. But I've gained 7 pounds since then and it's a bit tight around the waist.
But the style of the dress was a bit close-fitting. Nobody will notice.
No, I'd feel too self-conscious to wear it.
Maybe you can order a new pair of trousers in the right size while you ship back the wrong pair.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'll call them and maybe that can be arranged. Thanks, Robert.
A course in Spanish.
Hi, Megan. How did you do in your Spanish exam?
We didn't take it. Our teacher called in sick, so the exam was put off for next week, which is a great thing. I could use the extra time to be better prepared.
How are you doing with Spanish in general? I remember you were very good with languages when we were at school.
Things are quite different now that I'm a grown-up. I can't memorise words, and it's difficult to understand people speaking Spanish at a very fast pace.
Maybe listening to Spanish songs or watching Spanish films can help you with that.
I'm going to do that. I've subscribed to cable TV, and I can have access to a couple of channels on Spanish TV.
Wow, you've taken this seriously.
Well, if Alan finalises his contract, and we have to spend 2 years in Madrid, I'd better be able to get by when we settle there.
Hi, Megan. How did you do in your Spanish exam?
We didn't take it. Our teacher called in sick, so the exam was put off for next week, which is a great thing. I could use the extra time to be better prepared.
How are you doing with Spanish in general? I remember you were very good with languages when we were at school.
Things are quite different now that I'm a grown-up. I can't memorise words, and it's difficult to understand people speaking Spanish at a very fast pace.
Maybe listening to Spanish songs or watching Spanish films can help you with that.
I'm going to do that. I've subscribed to cable TV, and I can have access to a couple of channels on Spanish TV.
Wow, you've taken this seriously.
Well, if Alan finalises his contract, and we have to spend 2 years in Madrid, I'd better be able to get by when we settle there.